Now that we've gotten a primer about how to support our body's physical purpose, survival, let's move on to higher levels of purpose and survival. Did you know that your brain is always trying to make sense of the world in order to guide your actions? One of the cool things that make us human beings so interesting and unique is that we have the ability to create meaning. In fact, we're meaning-making creatures. We create stories and ideas all the time to explain why things are the way they are. We've been doing it since our caveman days. The meaning we create guides our nature. It guides our culture. It guides the quality of our being, and it gives us purpose. So, if we're ascribing meaning to anything and everything, does that mean it's all made up? Yes, it's true. As human beings, we really are making it all up as we go. But what's interesting about this game of making it up is that we get to make meaning up with the influence of our preferences, our past programming, our beliefs, our values, life learnings, and the things, causes, and people that we deem important to us. Knowing your purpose is one of the most valuable things to know about yourself because it will actually help you to survive and thrive. Being conscious of your purpose will enable you to be more productive with your time and energy and resourceful overall because you see a bigger picture and meaning to your life. The truth is that we're hardwired to survive and thrive. It's encoded in our DNA, and that DNA is rampant throughout our human species. Even the wiring to be self-sacrificing is tied to survival. Contrary to what some people think, empathy and caring about the well-being of others is something that we as human beings are hardwired for. Altruism, the practice of being selfless and having concern for others, invokes a feeling of internal reward while also creates trust and bonding with others. At a chemical level, your brain releases dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin, known as the happiness trifecta, which fuels more empathy, trust, motivation, bonding, arousal, and healing. Another thing that human beings are hardwired for is the desire to be generous. Generosity activates your brain's mirror neurons and subconscious neurowiring that understands the value of surviving collectively, as a tribe, and as a community. When we build bonds with others, we naturally feed a subconscious understanding that our personal survival is connected to a collective survival, where we're invested and responsible for each other's existence. So, while the desire to survive is innate to us, at the same time, we inherently want others to survive along with us. The reality is, by embracing and embodying your life purpose, you not only help yourself, but you help others awaken to living a more meaningful life as well. And this serves the highest good for everyone. Let's talk about the desire for meaning. Psychiatrist and author Viktor Frankl developed a whole school of thought based on life's meaning being the central human motivational force for existing. He contended with Sigmund Freud, insinuating that the chief desire of man was not pleasure, but meaning. In his well-known book, Man's Search for Meaning, and his overall teachings, his argument was that man was most tempted to distract himself with pleasure when his life was void of meaning. For the record, I don't think there's anything wrong with pursuing a hedonistic life full of self-gratifying pleasure. Not everyone shares a similar concept of purpose. We create different meanings to things, remember? I was talking with an astrologer friend who studies people's birth charts for a living. There are people who may value harmonious relationships, spiritual connection, and world peace. But then there are other people who don't care about that. It's not even close to anything they value. Some derive their sense of security from their collection of cars, designer bags, and Michelin-starred dining. For others, it's the thrill of jumping out of planes and dancing on the edge of death. For others, it's about fighting battles on the battlefield or in the legal system's court of justice. For some, it's about making the most beautiful music, perfecting their form and creative expression through ballet, or making others laugh hysterically. There's no right or wrong here. We can't truly know what one person's purpose is on a soul level, but we can certainly be more clear about our own purpose and take responsibility for it. It's important to remember that each person has their own purpose and is fulfilling a bigger picture that is beyond what any of us can understand from our own vantage point. Hedonistic living can put you on the insatiable track of searching and pursuing one pleasurable high to the next, never being quite content, but always in search. Having purpose, on the other hand, can offer you the satisfaction of living purposefully in the present wherever you are, and it can ground you through both pleasure and pain. Purpose can outlive both. The more you're clear about your own life purpose, you make it easier for yourself to follow a particular path or direction because it's aligned. You make it easier for yourself to focus your energy to gather certain results and to strive for specific goals and to make your mission and vision a reality. You can consolidate your experiences, your mistakes and life lessons, your skills and your talents, and your vision to serve a singular focus. Purpose is the driving force that gives our lives meaning. There's one more thing that's extremely important to be aware of before we move on to our guided meditation. And this topic is critical. So, so critical to surviving and thriving. It's so critical that I'm creating another masterclass on this subject. And that is the importance of detoxification. On its own, detoxification can be its own masterclass. And it will be. Detoxing is an essential part of living. So much so that our bodies and minds were designed to do it naturally. But our modern day world has us living constantly exposed to aggressively harmful substances, ideas, and energies that have a debilitating effect on our thinking and entire being. Detoxing isn't just for health fanatics, it's for everyone. It's so easy to be unaware of the accumulating toxicity we're collecting because the toxin's negative impact may not be immediately felt or visibly seen. But whether you see it or feel it immediately, it is chipping away at your optimal health day in and day out until one day you find yourself overtaken by health issues, riddled with fear, a fogged up brain, and unable to thrive. Toxicity is complex in that it's not just what you're consuming as food or your exposure to harmful energies like radiation, but it also comes in the form of beliefs and programming that affect your thinking and your behavior, and that interferes with your soul's true purpose for being here on the planet. Sometimes detox is interchanged with the idea of having a self-care practice, like doing a liver cleanse regularly, getting a massage, doing yoga, or going for a run. There are many ways to enjoy a self-care practice that includes detoxing. Again, this is a very complex topic and one I'll be doing in another masterclass. But for now, just know that detoxification is a much overlooked but very, very important part of surviving, thriving, and living with purpose. Keep that in mind. Find a self-care practice that works for you, and keep an eye out for a future masterclass on the importance of detoxing.